Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your
hand. Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, we are hustling and shining in the weekend. Another blessed Friday. Oh, Brian B. Shining report live from the Brown and Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. High up 71. Currently, cousins, it is 59 at Longview Lake.
Howdy!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Mother's Day weekend?
We'll talk on Friday.
Shout out to all the mamas, not my mama biscuits. We're going to show love to the mothers today for sure, but look, it's a lot of news we got to get to, D.
Yeah. And then, of course, Grammy-nominated producer, songwriter, and engineer Joe Black. He going to be stopping by talking all things District. TMG goes down at your 23s. We got to recap that Versus battle with French Montana and Ricky Rose.
We do?
Yeah. And then actress Taraji P. Henson reveals the advantages of speaking up for yourself.
The motivation coming up in 10 minutes, y'all. We are hustling and shining on another Forget About It Best Friend Friday. That's why I'm here with D. On Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jazz.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Calm down and be real. Nobody really cares about what you're so earnestly trying to prove. Relax. Smile and be kind. Make a genuine connection with people, not to gain points, but to give respect and consideration. Let go of the fretting and worry. Deal effectively with the troubles that arise, but don't borrow them from the future. Allow yourself to stand in awe of the possibilities that surround you. Pick a few and go with them, but not so many that you become overwhelmed. Think gratitude and express it out loud. Every time you appreciate life's abundance, you open the door for even more. Take the meaningful actions. Follow the priorities that align with goodness. Step by step, moment by moment, create a good life for yourself and those around you. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:26 on your time. It's a high of 70. Currently, it is 57 at Raytown South. Actress Taraji P. Henson shares with Sherry Shepherd the importance of women advocating for themselves.
It's things people don't even know. I've been to jail. I've shot somebody. I done pistol whipped folks. I done had fights. I'm not the average pretty girl that's afraid to break your fingernails.
Now, a little context. So sorry, cousins. I didn't play the wrong clip. That was actress Lisa Ray. Now, let's get to her first, actually, because she said she's not ashamed of her past. And I think sometimes people forget that she is from Chicago. And if you just heard that excerpt, you know that that woman is from Chicago.
Yeah, you hear it through and through.
Jail? I done shot somebody. I done pistol whipped folks. I done had fights.
Yikes. Well, DeBrat is her sister. Maybe, you know.
And DeBrat is a firecracker, too. Like, I've watched plenty of interviews where DeBrat was like, yeah, I hit so-and-so over the head. Like, bro, what? Yeah. Y'all don't calm yourselves down. But, yeah, they are the same exact way. So, hopefully, she's not still doing that at this big age. Now, as mentioned, Taraji P. Henson, we've talked about advocating ourselves on air, off air, all of those things. She actually talks to Sherry Shepherd. about speaking up.
See, I can stay quiet about it and be mad. And man, what you mad at? No one can read your mind, right? So that's what speaking up is about. It doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't mean you're a problem, especially for the women. We always feel like we can't or we have to have permission. Hell, I'm very passionate about what I'm passionate about.
And messed around and cussed on national TV.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. They cuss too.
But I've heard so many successful business leaders say, you get paid what you negotiate, not what you're worth. And I feel like what she's mentioning is the exact same thing. You want some more money or you want to do, you, hey, make some shake, but negotiate.
Pay
don't just
me
take
who?
It.
Pay me who?
Just that's, come up and do that?
Do what? No. Mm-mm.
Pay me who? Pay me who?
Only Cardi B can get away with that.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!
That's a little bit better.
I busted him to Mr. Carter's office up there.
Yikes.
Get that money on.
No, I cannot say that this kicking will work for anybody
I need
out
that
there.
Money.
I'm just saying, look.
I can't kick in the
learn,
door.
Learn how to negotiate.
Be
and,
like,
and make
$5,
it make sense.
Buster.
How about that?
You let me know how that goes.
All right, but Mr. Carter, I know you're listening right now, dog. And that new Hummer you got.
$40.
Ooh, let's get us some new Hummers.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech 9. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
D-Health agencies across Kansas City, Kansas, and Missouri say that they are monitoring an outbreak of... What's the pronunciation?
You said it right.
Hantavirus?
Hanta.
Hanta. All right. I want to say Hanta. You know, that's the hood in me. The Hanta virus on an Argentina-based passenger cruise ship. State and Kansas City area health officials acknowledge conversations about the Hanta virus and the upcoming World Cup. Oh, boy. So the AP reported Thursday that health officials across four continents are conducting contact tracing of passengers who were on board the sailing of a passenger cruise ship from which three people have died and several others have exhibited symptoms of the virus. Argentina's health ministry told the AP that a team of investigators is poised to visit a southern Argentina town, oh boy, where they suspect a Dutch couple contacted the virus. That's what I was talking about yesterday, what I saw on the reports of them going bird watching or something like that. And a Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services spokesperson, D, they said that no cases have been reported in the United States and Missouri associated with the cruise ship outbreak. Great. Yet. I saw some about Georgia, too. Georgia people are under close watch for this. Mm-hmm. So this is, we are so sensitive to this right now.
Absolutely.
Because of what, 314 day in 2020?
It was right around that point. It was in March 2020 for sure.
Where they said, well,
it was like, all right, y'all,
we gotta shut it down. Cause
I canceled 314 day doing an event that day.
And
I,
can you?
So,
bro, look, if this is a real virus, and this is just, I'm just thinking this up right now.
And
right?
We're very early in the game. We don't want to scare any. Not trying to scare any of our cousins.
But under the current administration that we have right now,
I get the concern. Absolutely.
Be that as it may.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Take you back to 1991 with that Jodeci right there. Good morning, Blue Springs. You're up hustling and shining.
This whole time, I thought your favorite group was Rough Ends. That's crazy. 651 on your time. It's
you
a high of
70.
Currently 59. Had the triangle. Look, I thought... So, no, you changed it.
So y'all, this is where this has come from. So y'all know Rough Ends, no my shop is breeze, no more. So I was telling her about a story of how Hits from the Street, the show on BET, was out, and I thought that song was a parody song because the lead singer looks just like the dude from Hits from the Street. If y'all remember all of that. Anyway, that's more of a podcast conversation. Mm-hmm. Make sure that y'all tap in this weekend and get qualified to win free tickets to see the Wu-Tang Clan at the Final Chambers Tour. What you know about that, D? Throw up three W's. Don Toliver on the Octane Tour and Logic and G-Eazy live at the Endless Summer Tour Part 2. Listen for that concert combo keyword and get qualified to win. Robinson, you doing the fool with this, bro. I swear you are, man. Hey, 3 tours. One plate, all flavor. Now that's mine right there.
Every 30 days.
It's a concert combo winning weekend.
only from Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. The one and only, the undisputed. You already know, baby. It's Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City is the highest in terms of demand pacing across the U.S. cities. The average daily rate that people are listing their units for in Kansas City, it's actually higher than Miami, higher than Boston, higher than New York or Los Angeles. There is a disconnect right now between the rates people have been willing to book at, which is more like $300, and then what is still available out in the market.
But there's still going to be thousands upon people in the city. So it's still going to be busy. It's still going to be attractive. It's still going to be a great time for the World Cup, especially for the restaurant scene.
That's why we remain excited. And, you know, I see every report as well. I know that there are some who wish to preach the gospel of gloom and doom. I instead am saying, how do we build something that is for Kansas City, that is about Kansas City, and that showcases Kansas City? And I think we're still well on our way to doing that.
Oh, man, this is something else y'all going to be on Mayor Lucas's head about. It is.
Yeah, like, I was just looking on his Twitter. I know it's a lot of things tied in with this World Cup. I know he was on Twitter also talking about the
23-hour rule, yes, taking that out.
You know, all of these things. So, I mean.
And people had their comments about that, boy.
So you're saying that the hotels aren't booked up like they thought?
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
Bro,
there?
They're saying nearly 90% of Kansas City hotel survey reported that bookings were running below projections, mm-hmm. worse than any other host city, with only weeks to go before this World Cup is coming up. So
I'm looking online. I'm like, let me see if we'll see what the prices even look
are
like.
Are you looking at the prices? Uh-huh, go ahead.
I'm on the Crossroads Hotel. They got some availability, it seems. A king guest room for $241.
So, and then also what he was saying in that little
oh goodness, the A, what? Oh my goodness, the Hilton, oh my God,
what do they got a price?
No. Yeah, it's a little hefty.
Okay, so that's what he was saying though.
Some availability.
They little overcharged a little bit because they thought this World Cup trip was gonna come. Thought you was gonna get some overs. So y'all started taxing.
Big on big.
Y'all start taxing, and now look at you. Nah, but in all seriousness though, it's a plethora of reasons, y'all. Like. Look at the world right now. Just take a peek outside of Kansas City and look at the world and what's going on. Gas prices, you know, everything, dog.
You know what?
There's so many reasons.
I'm curious, too, if they're in this survey that they did, if this includes Airbnbs. Because that's been a conversation, too. A lot of people have been doing Airbnbs and stuff. So is it necessarily that the projections of people coming into town is low?
They're not getting filled up either.
Or is it, that's why I said I didn't know if
KCI traffic, the airport traffic is,
okay.
They're saying that's running slightly below where it was last year.
Gotcha.
And it's supposed to be an influx. Mm. So,
Doesn't sound like the traffic is going to be that terrible, so whoop-dee-doo.
That's the bright side.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
Love to all the cousins that's tapping on Hot 103 Jams app and checking out Hustle and Shine in the morning. We love and appreciate you, as well as our cousins checking me and D out live in the Brown and Kruber Studios on the Hot 103 Jams live stream on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. And, of course, all the cousins that's listening the old school way, you're driving down Bruce R. Watkins heading to work. We see you. It's the weekend. You could be late today. Your boss is going to be all right today. So
your boss might not even come into work.
Facts.
To be honest, it's a Friday.
Ain't our boss. He going to be here. shout out to the cousins at KCK driving on I-70 and 18th Street Expressway. We love and appreciate you, especially the ones on I-70 and 670 and KCK. We see you over there, especially 119th and I-35 in Olathe. And from 87th and I-35, man, we love and appreciate you wherever you are in the town, tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning. Thank you so much for making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shy, 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 booyah,
shout
roll
out,
call.
Duh. It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. We got a lot of them, cousins. A
boy,
lot
buckle
of love.
Buckle up.
Right, buckle up. It's a lot of love that's going around the town. Happy Friday, KC. That was sent over from Bria. Big love to Carmen Nard. She said, good morning, cousins. This mother of four will be chillaxing all weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day to you, Carmen. Enjoy your time. And yeah, relax. Shout out to Sheila Stevenson. Happy Mother's Day to Shirley Cheatham and her daughters, Sheila's daughters.
Oh, Sheila.
Chantel Coates. Celia, Monica Rainey. Appreciate all our cousins. Shout out to Erica, Isabel. Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to Sherry Steen at KC Joe. Have an amazing day at school to all the kids that are up hustling and shining. Happy Mother's Day to Mommy Jonah. Big love to you. Ooh, we got some more coming in. Hey, cousins.
Somebody get us some water, y'all.
Hey, yeah, please. Give me a tea or something. Oh, shout out to Denise Frazier. Love you from Pooh Bear. Kelsey Pullum. Hey, cousin. Shout out to Mama Kimberly Pullum. Big Love said, I couldn't have asked for a better mom. I know that's right. One of our cousins said, I'd like to shout out my sister Lottie for being a great mother of five and being strong to this day. Look, you are beyond strong. A mother of five? Woo! Two is too many. Five? Oh, Lord.
Three's a crowd.
I know your house be jumping.
Five's a tribe.
Hey, listen, we can go on and on. Shout out to Stacy. Big Love that was sent over from your child. Shout out also to Brother William. We're sending some big love your way that you make it out of recovery. I know you're in the ICU, so we want to make sure we uplift you all that we can. Happy Mother's Day to Shimon. Thankful to have a mother like you, regardless of the ups and downs. You never gave up on us. Shout out
Shimon
to you.
Shimon? Oh, I know her parents are Michael Jackson fans.
Right. Sanaya, enjoy your field trip today at Main Event. Oh, that's what kids going. We need to go ahead and...
We're going
to
pop up.
Hello. Shout out to Angie. Big Love, Sarah, Sanaya, Zane, Anastasia Jackson. Hey, cousin. Shout out to Deborah Wright, Teresa Golston. Also, big love to Lucina Hill.
Woo.
Anthony Trump. Happy Mother's Day to Mama Dukes, Princess, and the Bad Idea Crew. Much love.
Bad Idea Crew. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you know what? Gotta be keeping an eye out for them.
Who they go to?
We might not want to know. So, yes, shout out to all the mothers that have been tapped in. Jalen, Rylan, and more of our cousins around the town. We do appreciate you guys, and we hope you're having a great Mother's Day. Mention real quick, and I'm going to pass it to you because I know you got some love you got to send to B. Happy Mother's Day to my mom in advance. I know my mama, like, she's like, look, girl, send me money for this, this, this. So she either going to want a couple new wigs or she's going to want something to eat. And, you know, I might be able to do both of them, girl. Might be able to. So, happy Mother's Day to you. I love you dearly. And, you know, I'm always by your side and got your back. Same thing for my nanny. I got you. And happy Mother's Day to you, too, nanny. Love y'all.
Janika and Gerard, man. Happy 10th wedding anniversary.
Woo-woo.
I did their vow renewal last night. It was beautiful. Wanda Manning, love you, cousin. She tap in every morning to hustle and shine. And shout out to LaTanya Manning, too. Rakisha Barr. That's Janika's sister. And shout out to another Shimon. Shout out to everybody tapping in the hustle and shine in the morning. We love and appreciate y'all so much.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:26 on your time. Uh-oh. It's a high of 70, currently 60. It's a lot of sevens and six. What the kids be saying? 6-7 in Raytown.
You just made a lot of parents mad.
I did. I really did. Did you catch the Versus battle that went down last night?
No, I was at a vow renewal.
Oh, okay.
Something way more important.
We'll stun on everybody then. Well, French Montana and Rick Ross did their thing, and here is a little snippet of that.
I guarantee they didn't want to hear that.
Ladies!
All I need is one night.
Ain't not near a lady say nothing.
Well, first off, that was Casper's fault on that mishap there to UB. But French or Rick Ross?
Rick Ross. Like, why would Rick Ross lower himself to that standard, first off? I feel like his...
I liked your answer before, though.
What?
When I asked you that, you said Drake.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course you would. But yeah, Drake.
Like, he didn't play Drake's vocals. Of course, people were interested to see. He didn't. I hopped in there for like a minute. But
Rick Ross's catalog is one of the greatest in the 2000s and 2010s, dog. Yeah. Like, why would he lower himself to French Montana? And like,
French be pulling weight outside of just music.
He be quoting everybody else's stuff and putting it on his own raps. I don't want to hear nothing about no French Montana. I really don't.
You ain't playing no Pop That in the club?
I play it, but I'm not finna listen to it in my ride.
Yeah,
like,
I get that.
It gets no play in a ride.
I get that. Other news, Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married 3? Well, it sounds like it is on the way. Actor Michael J. White actually confirms it.
It's done. Okay, it's done. I saw photos.
Yeah, we shot in Lake Como, Italy, and you know, I'm proud of what he's doing. And y'all gonna like this. Even on the onset of the script, the subject matter is stuff that I haven't even seen in a movie before. Mm-hmm.
And you and I have had this conversation because I asked you, have you ever seen it? And you have never watched Why Did I Get Married? You don't know any of the jokes or nothing. The booms, the Marcus. It's crazy. Well, I think you should really watch it. It's really good. Jill Scott did a phenomenal job. You love the Jacksons. Janet Jackson, oh, she tore it up.
I don't want to see Janet act.
That's sick.
Why is that sick?
You saying like she's a terrible actress.
No, I'd rather watch Pleasure Principle and Miss You Much. Joe Black know about that. I'm just saying.
He threw that hand up. He said,
that's
yep,
right.
Yep,
I'd
yep,
rather
yep.
watch That's the Way Love Goes. I'd rather watch that video.
How about that? Joe, have you seen Why Did I Get Married at all?
Of course.
Okay. He said, of course, damn, like it's Bible. So, hey.
Busy bit, man. 816 day. We on Hustling and Shine.
Right now, we got my man Joe Black, man. He is in the building. Legendary producer from Kansas City. He done worked with everybody in the industry. I'm not even finna run down the resume because it's too long. We'll be here for another hour. Day. Right, man. Good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm blessed, man. You know, it's always good being here with y'all, man. Y'all my people, man.
You
know,
we're excited to have you. And you got a lot of things going for you. You always have a lot of things in motion when we talk to you. But I know you have Kansas City's first multimedia co-working space with The District.
Yes.
Can you tell everybody where is The District and what inspired you to even open this space?
So we at 1328. Don't forget the Agnes. Don't forget the Ave. That's our thing. And it was just something for me. I was seeing there was like a missing piece for the city. And I just thought that if we could put it all together in one where you have recording studios that are affordable, content creation spaces that are affordable, podcast rooms that are affordable, cycloramic wall that's affordable, and a place where we can do our own tiny desk, you know, in the town. Mm-hmm. I was like, if we can add all of that stuff along with the educational piece, I thought it would be something different and kind of a one-on-one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when you were younger, when you were coming up in Kansas City, what creative spaces were there? Could you really name any?
I can't name them. And that's really why it was like, for me, I was like, I got to do something.
Yeah.
You know, even coming back to Kansas City, people think I would just came back because something happened. No, I came back because I was like, I got to do something at the hometown. Like, we got too much talent. And if we can just make one of us go and just and watch the industry have to come here, that was going to be my thing.
You know, I'm thinking about the kids who are underheard. You know, Pasale.
Yeah.
You got to audition to get in Pasale.
Yeah.
And with some kids who are there at that performing arts school, some of the most talented kids in the city, but sometimes they just don't have an outlet or have nobody to listen to or in a creative enough space to where they feel comfortable for their creative outlets. Is this kind of what that provides for people?
It's exactly what it is. And it's funny, like, when I go and have these, they ask me to speak and Paseo's there. The first thing they're like, how can we get connected? Mm-hmm. How can we come down there? We want to see it. And they see the space. And I'm like, man, that's why I want to help inspire the next and keep this thing going, because Kansas City is the town. And I always hear people like, what is the Kansas City sound? Like, we are the sound. We've been the sound. Like,
the blueprint.
If you look on the radio station right now, it's number one records from people from Kansas City, and we don't know. So it's just like, let's talk about our history, not just the jazz, but, you know, our contributions to R&B, pop, you know, rock, whatever it is. So
yeah. Hey, man, we got Joe Black, man, straight from The District right there on 13th at Agnes. If it's the all-in-one creative space, man, whenever you need to get your art off, that's how I'm taking it. Talk more about The District and where this vision came from, Joe. I know it came from you and personally and us growing up in Kansas City, but I feel like it's something else that's hidden under this that you ain't telling us yet.
Yeah, man, you know, my vision of it has been, like, I want to be the Motown of Kansas City. And so I want to be able to break artists out of Kansas City and just give people the opportunity to kind of like really push their craft. I think a lot of it is just the educational piece of what's happening in the industry. A lot of people in Kansas City don't have that. And so if we can help groom that, I mean, it's a lot of ups and downs. People think it's a microwave thing with this business, but it really ain't.
Let's tap into that. Yeah. I wasn't trying to interrupt, D.
Go ahead, yeah.
The infrastructure of the music industry here in Kansas City, we're lacking. It's not like we have all the talent in the world. Yes. We have the creative spaces. We have all of that. But Now it's about the business side,
yes,
which is 90% of this thing.
Period. And that's the thing. Everybody thinks, like, they watch what they see on TV, on Instagram. They think that's Bible. It's not. Like, if you look at Victoria Monet, I've been knowing her since 2011. Mm. She just started popping, what, 2020?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at Lucky Day. I mean, he used to be D. Brown. He was a writer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to, we wrote some of the Ariana Grande records together. He just started popping, 2020.
Yeah.
Right? So everybody thinks that this happens like a quick. People put in there, they paid their dues, they've been writers for these other mm-hmm. artists, and now they're shining. Now they're making $100,000 a show. But it took time, it took effort, it took learning about the infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
you know, having a good manager if you need one, somebody who can set up, knowing about publishing, because don't get yourself fooled thinking that because you got this $150,000 that you balling, that money is just a loan. And
you have to pay it back by the end of that contract.
Yeah, and what's the interest rate on that loan?
That interest rate is like a lifetime of your work. They get 50% of.
Yeah. So. I just saw an artist say that he signed an 18-year contract with Polo da Don, and that was back in the day.
Yes. And Polo has some, I love Polo. He has some crazy contracts. You know what I'm saying? he was people, but that's, and he learned those from the business, the industry. That's not something that he was just implementing on his own. That's something that he got from somewhere, which is a bigger label.
Yeah.
Right. And so, like, we just got to know what's out there for us, what streaming look like for us, what's marketing, what's promotion, what, you know, getting a publicist. Maybe that's the thing you need other than getting a manager, because the publicist is going to put you in the face. You know, I'm doing that right now. I got a publicist. She's dope. Shout out to Tamir. You know, she's dope. But those are things that we need to know.
And the district and you, of course, and a lot of your team is offering, really, or being a resource for that, so people can kind of connect the dots.
Yes, yes. It's like, you know, no one will have access to a Tamara, right? She's this, she's that, she knows all the ins and outs.
Mm-hmm.
Let us connect you with that person. You know, no one knows that we're gonna do a showcase here in a couple months. Mm-hmm. We got a major label flying in. I'm like, we're gonna set up this showcase, we're gonna make it look bigger than life. We want them to know that we are for real. Come and put your infrastructure, put your dollars in here in Kansas City. But now we got to say, if they give us 100,000, 200,000, half a million, whatever that is, how do we use that to leverage and keep us going?
Now, our cousins that are artists are like, look, Joe, I'm sold. How do I get tapped in to the district?
Literally go to district.com. Like, you can go send me a message, or you can follow me on Instagram. I am one of the most open, transparent. Like, hit me up. If you serious, we will lock in. I'm really serious about that. Like, it's because we got to put this thing down. Like, we can't talk to each other. And that's another thing for me with the space, was it was the community where artists like TC can meet other artists, and they can say, man, what's your rollout? How can I help you? Or we know who's out there. We need a rock artist to sing this part. Where the rock artist at? You know, like, just make that a community and a home for all creatives.
I love that.
No Limit TC is in the building too, man. Shout out to him. We appreciate you sliding through. You know what I'm saying? The district, check them out, man. 13th and Agnes is changing the way that we are cultivating talent in the town. And not only with music, we talking about creators, content creators. If you have any bright ideas that you need, like, y'all got green screens and all of that access.
Yes. Podcast rooms.
Yeah.
Podcast
rooms.
And we got class. If you want to learn how to be an audio engineer, I'm telling families, bring your kids. We got a summer camp going on where we're teaching audio engineering, creation, videography, photography.
Joe Black, man, thank you for coming home and being the leader, dog. We appreciate you. Big blessings, dog.
Appreciate y'all. Love y'all, man.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
Let's get in the booth.
Let's do it.
Come on.
Woo, thank God it's the weekend. Let's start off with that. You know, I'm not a DJ and I'm also not a rapper, but gonna make it do what it do. Get up and get out, it's a Friday. FIFA World Cup, only a month away. But Hustle Shine got you always. Have a safe weekend and we'll talk Monday.
Yeah, starting it off with Aura tonight.
Tonight.
You're in the streets.
Major shout out to DJ Get It.
That's my dog.
Hey, we celebrating his birthday. And he's
his birthday?
Yes.
DJ Get It, happy birthday, dog.
He's also having, of course, his own DJ set that he's going to be doing. He's coming out of retirement. So, you need to pull up on me with your rodeo attire because, you know, we celebrating that. Shout out to the Copper Boys Ranch, too. You know, they always send us some major love. So we'll be there tonight, kicking it off tour season the best way you can.
DJ Get It is such a good dude, man.
Yeah, solid.
Love that dude. And then Saturday, Rod and Roll Now, they was on the show yesterday and doing that thing tomorrow.
Yeah, make sure you tap in with them for all those details. Just go to rideandrollnow.com.
And then you'll be at a graduation at Avila.
Yeah, shout out to all the graduations. My best friend is graduating from nursing school. So her pinning ceremony is today at Avila University. So I'll be attending today. And then there's another, like a commencement ceremony on tomorrow that I'll be attending and the grad party. So just major love to my best friend, Essence. Love you so much. So excited for you in this next chapter of your life.
And I'm celebrating my nephew DJ Round's graduation.
Hey.
That's also going down on Sunday. But then, also on Sunday, of course, we got to love on our mamas.
Oh, yeah.
Grandmas, aunties, mother roles, various of all kinds, yeah. Man. Love and appreciate everything you do.
We love y'all oh so much.
Yes, we do. Let's sing it, y'all. Sing it together. My life for all time. Take us a break. Sing to your mama.
Mama, mama, you know Mama, you're the queen of my heart. Your love is like tears from the stars. Mama, I just want you to know, loving you is like food to my soul.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:25 on your time. It's a high of 69. Currently, it is 61 at Ruskin High. Neo speaks on AI music and says he was called a hater for not grasping the concept of using auto-tune in the past.
Okay, you do the auto-tune thing and all of a sudden we're on the level playing field? No. Teach is on.
Oh.
I'm going to be quiet before I get myself in trouble.
I remember a big deal with Jay-Z, him versus T-Pain, 2009, when he made Death of Auto-Tune. That was a big deal from really the whole decade of the 2000s. I remember earlier when I was listening to this station, I was in high school, and Julie was talking about Toni Braxton beefing with somebody because they compared her to J-Lo. It was like, it was a little clip where she was like, no, don't compare me to her because J-Lo uses auto-tune. Nobody knew what that was back in 2002. So it exploded later with, you know, T-Pain, and here we are. I think it's not a big deal now. I generally think that people 35 and under don't give a damn at all, as long as it sounds good.
Yeah, and I push the needle even further with the age, because I don't think people care at all a lot of times. My mama is sending me stuff of AI music that she likes. People don't care.
No.
Like, people really don't care. It's just, you know, people that are in the art, I think, care more, because you would be upset about something, and I get it. Because the people before us would be upset about certain tools that we have in radio. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of natural.
And I'm thinking about an AI radio show, and I'm like,
I'm not going to be mad at it. I just wouldn't.
When it comes to competition, I don't care.
Right.
Because you can't do it better than me.
Yeah.
You can't erase what I've done here or my experience or whatever. I don't give a damn what computer or what you throw at me.
Right.
It can't compete with me and what I do.
What you bring to the table. That's all you got to look at.
That's how I feel about it.
Because I know the sauce and the flavor that I have. So it's just like, we can have the same tools.
God gave me
this. It's not going to be the same.
Can't no computer fight what God gave me. You know what I'm saying?
Hello. I would have been swallowed.
That's
up.
Right.
Have you ever been swallowed up?
Yikes. I don't know how in the world you correlated that.
Preach.
That's the morning, guys, right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Let's get up out of here before he played a whole sermon.
He ain't lying.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Taurus season. Happy birthday to those artistic, loyal, and supportive Taurus.
How you doing?
Hey, who birthday? Put your hands
send
up.
Send it a happy birthday to R&B, soul, gospel, and funk singer, best known as an early member of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Happy birthday to Phillip Bailey. Send us a birthday love to former NBA player Kemba Walker. Happy birthday to R&B singer Desmond Dennis. And last but not least, sending over some birthday love to pop singer Enrique Iglesias.
Okay, D, let's take it home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Kanae Hampton, Paola Reyes, and Mark Gunnels. Sending birthday love to Lisa Garst, Isaiah Barnes, and Amy Rome Bartley. Happy birthday, Reggie Stacker, Quando Too Much, and Antoine Nicholson. Happy birthday, Shalisha Clark, Sakilia Stitt, and DeJay Howard.
Happy birthday, Sunshine Ward, Adarius Phillips, and Cornelius Peoples. Plus, sending birthday love to Ryan Carter, Deep Rooted, plus Chris Moore, and everybody else born on May 8th. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Rochelle.
Hey, Rochelle. What you doing, cousin?
Just got my daughter up to the school bus.
No, that's right.
Ready to start my Friday.
As you should.
What flavor air freshener you got in your car?
Dragon fruit.
Dragon fruit. That's an air freshener.
Yeah, fire too.
Put us on game.
Right. All right, cousin. It sounds like you might be also celebrating Mother's Day weekend. So we got a hookup for you. 5 tickets and a parking pass to go see the Royals. You got to finish these lyrics, though. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Always was committed. A poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it. There's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Thank you. Don't you know you love you, sweet?
Dear mama. I appreciate it. Dear mama.
Okay, you appreciate it.
Oh, my God.
Dear mama.
Are you giving out live instructions?
Right.
Oh, I love that.
I thought it was a duet or something, too. We got Tupac at home.
That's right.
First off, he was so late on coming in on the
It was the deep voice for me. It was like, whoa.
Hey, guys.
Hey, we love that. Good cousin, you are getting that Royals Family 5-pack of tickets to go to the K. Who are you taking with you?
I'm taking the fam.
Grandma.
Duh. Love that.
There is a kid. All right, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting y'all hooked up.
Hey, High 103. Don't forget to slam that shit. Every day we hustling.
Diamond.